Blog Talk Radio.
And this is that gospel fire experience right here on Blog Talk Radio and Positive Power 21.
lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
To forget what it needs to be is
Just know He has His hand. Just know He has His hand on you.
If you know, He will.
Won't he do it? Won't God take care of you? Yes, yes, I promise you he will. So in spite of the temporary pains that we have to go through in this life, you rest assured in your faith that God is right there. He knows exactly what we're going through. And it's because of that we are able to persevere and continue on, because God is right there. You know, we have been embracing the book of Ephesians 6 chapter 10 through the 18th verse, where we are talking about putting on the whole armor of God. Yes, God takes care of us, but he gives us some weaponry to be able to defend ourselves and take our stand of faith in this world of so much unbelief. But before we get into those powerful words from the scriptures, you know how much I enjoy providing a platform for those very, very talented people out there. I'm talking about gifted people of God. I'm talking about those gospel artists, authors, writers, motivational speakers. All of these wonderful kingdom builders will get an opportunity to set your spirit and your mind and your soul on fire right here on this gospel experience. So today, another beautiful Sabbath day, holy day of worship and praise, I have a young lady that's going to be joining us. She is a phenomenal young gospel independent artist. She's down there in Florida doing her thing, but right now she is in the flames of fire, the gospel experience, going worldwide on this internet station. So listen, you all, I'm going to bring her on. I'm going to let her bless you with song that we have from her, music that we have, as well as her testimony. So it is certainly my pleasure to bring on to fire gospel experience Miss Tanya Momporosi. Welcome to fire, Miss Tanya. How are you today, man? How are you? You got my people
God
all
is good
fired
all
up.
The
see
time.
There?
God is good.
You got my audience listeners out there all fired up. They was all like, yeah, come on, bring that young lady on. How you doing today, dear? Tell us how you doing, dear.
I'm good. You know, I am a gospel artist, like you said, and I just started my ministry, and I'm excited about it. And I'm just sharing the love of music, my passion, with others. So I am good.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. When, as a little girl, probably holding on to a hairbrush, singing into the mirror, practicing like you always did, and you started really, really kind of hitting some of those notes just like you heard on the radio, and you said, you know what? Oh, that's what I want to do. When did all of this start happening for you? Tell us a little bit about when this gift hit you.
Okay, well, I was 16 years of age out in New York, and, you know, I went to Apollo. I actually auditioned for the Apollo, but, you know, I always enjoyed music, but never thought to pursue it. And to be honest, I didn't think, you know, I was either good enough. I didn't think that was the route that I was supposed to go in my life. So I auditioned for the Apollo. I just wanted to go. I didn't actually think I was going to go through. And I got through the first two rounds, you know, and I actually didn't go back for the third round. And then many years later, around 2 years later, around 18, got into college. And, you know, someone said, you know, I really like your voice and I really like your spirit. I'm going to fund a CD for you. And, you know, I've always written music. You know, I always tell people it just comes to me. The sound, the lyrics literally just come to me. And I have to quickly take a piece of paper and a pen, and I write it down before I lose it and record a melody. So I completed my first CD around the age of 18. But then again, I was in school. You know, my parents said I needed to, you know, complete my degree. And so I pursued my education as opposed to pursuing music. And then around the age of 31, God said, all right, it's time. And I said, time for what? Me getting married? Yay! You know, me having kids? Yay! God was like, no.
That's beautiful.
To the music that I have put in you. I was like, no, at 30? No way. I would never make it in this industry at 30 years old. And I'm, you know, I'm a very shy person, so that didn't help. God closed all doors in order for me to pursue this. He said, this is what you're doing, and this is what you're doing now. And ever since then, you know, I cried, I yelled, I screamed, I said, no, give it to somebody else. I just want to be married and have kids and live a normal life. Do not put me in the forefront. And he said, no, I have a message I need you to give to people. So my songs are messages, you know, and Call on Me is a message that, you know, it's like when you need him, when you want him, all you really have to do is call, knock, and I will open. You know, ask and you shall receive. In the place of just doing as God asked me to do, so that's me.
Well, you're talking about you're a little bit shy, but I bet you're not no shy young lady when you pick up that microphone, are you? Tell the truth.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, before I go on stage, I am so nervous. But then I pray, and one of my prayers are always, God, don't leave me here on the stage by myself. I need you to show up and show out. Don't let it be me.
Come on.
You know, and he does it every time. He does it every time. And when I'm done, you know, I'm like, okay, God, thank you.
I know the feeling.
I'm
know
like,
the
if
feeling.
You leave it up to me, I'm going to ruin this. You know?
Yeah.
But he shows up and he shows out and people are blessed. And I appreciate his presence every time I jump on stage.
Well, that's just like our God. He will give us these gifts and talents. And it's just so ironic how God calls people that more or less really not looking for personal accolades, not really looking to be on the stage. You know, because God said, look, I'm going to give you this gift, and because I know who you are, I know you're not going to get up there and mess it up trying to do too much. Because, you know, sometimes we like to put a little extra on some stuff, you know. I hear exactly what you said. We certainly do need God to just be with us. Can you share with us a little bit about the inspiration that comes from a gospel artist as they prepare the hearts of the people for the preached word? Because see, singing is not just like a routine for the church service. This is preparation. It's just like the breadsticks and the salad before the full course meal, you know. So tell us a little bit about how your ministry of gospel singing and gospel music as a whole, how you feel it prepares the hearts of the people to receive the word of God?
Well, for me, you know, before I go, and I hate to say perform because I don't look at myself as a performer. I call myself a worshiper. You know, before I go on and worship, I fast a lot. You know, I fast before, or I pray, I sing consecration before I go sing anyway. And what I find that removes self. It removes self and allows me to really connect, you know, and allow God's room to do what he's going to do. From the songs that I start to sing, because normally I would prepare a set of songs, but when I get on stage, you know, totally different. You know, totally different songs. Sometimes I won't even sing my own songs that I've prepared, you know, to sing. I'll sing another song that just comes to my spirit. And then, you know, what happens is people will tell me, I really needed to hear this, or I really enjoyed that, or that really filled me up, you know. And so it really is just about staying connected to God, because he, once you ask him to take over, he will do just that. He will take over. I prepare in the sense of just really staying in consecration and really asking God to remove Tanya and put his spirit and allow his spirit to work, you know, through me.
Absolutely. I know that's right. Well, listen, we have a song we're going to bless everybody with. So listen, this is Miss Tanya Monprosi here on the Fire Gospel Experience. So y'all sit back and enjoy this song, Call on Me. God is an awesome God. He blesses us every second. He blesses us every single time. Thank you. You are beyond the veil, on fire. The gospel experience sounds of psalmist Miss Pamela Johnson wanting the Father to breathe on me. Breathe on us, Lord. If you do that, I promise you, we'll be able to make it through. And before that, we heard my very special indie guest artist today, Miss Tanya Momporosi. She's here with us with her song, Call On Me. We started this set off with Marvin Sapp, letting us know that he, talking about God, has us in his hands. And then, of course, Leandra Johnson came in and let us know that God will most definitely take care of you. Miss Momporosi, tell us, dear, a little bit about maybe some of those very trying and difficult days in your personal life, and then share with us, because there's other gospel artists and just people in general, faith believers in general, that would like to hear about what you had to do when you drew on your faith to get through some of those difficult times in your personal life and in your ministry. Tell us how you applied your faith to be an overcomer.
Well, you know, it's really hard when God is asking you to do something that is completely either out of your comfort zone, you know, and you don't see how, who, what, when, where you're going to accomplish certain goals. As you move forward and you get, especially in this music industry, you get more no's than yes. You get more disappointments and rejections. But I had to go through those rejections. And I guess God was also building my faith when he keeps continuously puts in my spirit and tells me, keep going. And that is one of my biggest things. It's like every time I get rejected, it's keep going. Like, why must this stop you? You know, and I have to believe that, you know, I didn't call myself to this. I was called to this. And so being that I was called to this, there is a plan, and the path may not be the easiest plan. You know, the path may not be the easiest path, but I'm going to get to my destination. I'm going to die.
Right.
And I had to keep on reminding myself, you know. And so a lot of times when I got rejected for certain things, I started looking at it very differently. You know, instead of saying, oh my God, I'm never going to make it, I said to myself, well, this is just not my door. You know, there are plenty routes to a particular place. And so maybe this is not my route. So let me reroute, you know, let me go through another door. Let me find another person. Let me, you know, do these things, because I know at the end of the day, I am going to reach my destination. And so for me, it's really about knowing that you know that you know. My mom always says that you have to know that you know, that you know. That A, you are not this destination. You are not in it alone. You are not on this walk alone. God is in front of you and backing you on both sides. That's A. And B, that you are going to make it one way or the other. And so these are things that I tell myself, reminders that I give myself, you know, that build my faith to continue to go in my moments of, you know, disappointments and rejections and so on and so forth. And that's both personal and within my ministry.
Thank God for Mama, because we know Mama going to be that rock of faith.
Yes,
Mama
she
gonna
is.
Tell it
she
like
does
it
not
is.
Waver. Yes,
Mama going to tell it like it is. Thank God for all you mamas out there. We love y'all mamas. We love y'all.
Yes, we do.
Miss Tanya, were there any particular gospel artists that really inspired you, that you kind of looked at as like a mentor, somebody that you really really clung to and kind of inspired you out there? Who were some of your favorite gospel artists?
Number one on that top of that list, which is in a category all by herself, is CeCe Winans. Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
I have followed CeCe Winans since I was young. I've been to a lot of her concerts, and one of my biggest wishes is that I can open for her one day in one of her concerts or sing alongside her. I'm just like, God, you have to allow this to happen just for me.
You better go on and speak it then. You better go on and speak that thing.
Yes, I have. I've been trying to reach out to her for a long time, and I'm still going to reach out to her, you know, until I make it there.
That's right.
But Kirk Franklin, I love Kirk Franklin. I love Fred Hammond, Yolanda Adams, you know, all the older, you know, because they were worshipers, man. They did their
thing
on stage, and you could feel them. You know, of course, Donnie McCartland, you know. So they were all inspirations to me, and they still continue to be inspirations to me.
Well, I think that is just absolutely fabulous. I can feel the energy and the drive that you have. And I'm just going to take you at your testimony, because that comes from your love for Jesus Christ. We need to confess this openly with no shame to the world, because people are dying without this fabulous gift of salvation. So we need to make it plain. We don't take no candle and cover it up with a bushel. The Bible says a city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. So we need to do like you, Miss Tanya. Just let it all hang out. Don't worry about no shyness. Don't worry about what people gonna think or say. They're gonna do that anyway. Look what they did to our Lord Jesus Christ. He did nothing but good. So you continue to be a light. You continue to be a light. You continue to let God use you. You continue to be that witness, singing for Jesus. And I promise you, He'll bless your life. Now, before we let you go, dear, before we let you go, can you tell us about what your future projects are and what are your future plans for the Miss Tanya Momporosi Ministry?
Well, right now I am working on, you know, touring my singles, and I plan to, and I'm partaking different roles in different ministries, you know, as either public relations or, you know, I'm going to be doing some traveling soon to different countries and also ministering in different churches. And then I also have my own initiative. It's called Journey to a Whole Woman Initiative, where I mentor, you know, a lot of teenage kids. And right now I'm starting it at my school. So I mentor the girls specifically. This is specifically catered to young women that, you know, that deal with self-esteem issues, you know, depression, you know, things like that. So, you know, I'm doing a little bit of everything in hopes that, you know, by next year, the whole ministry, everything will come together where, you know, I'm just doing what God asked me to do.
That's right.
So, yeah, so putting all the pieces together at this point, pieces of this puzzle, a.k.a. ministry.
That's right. You work that ministry thing out, I promise you.
Yes.
Now, are there any words of inspiration overall that may be in your spirit right now that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I would like to say, you know, everyone has a path. Everyone has a journey, but you have to connect, you know, with God to seek His face out, to see what He wants from you. God wants something from everyone, but He won't force you. You know, He'll knock, but you have to be the one to open, you know. Once you do that, you know, life can be difficult. It can and it will be, that I can attest to. But, you know, there's something on the other side of the struggle. You know, and God is good, and He will always be there. So connect and, you know, just walk this journey. You will never be alone.
That's right. Powerful words. Powerful words. How can we continue to follow you? What are your contact information and media outlets and social media, how we can continue to follow you and support you, Miss Tanya?
Okay, so my Instagram is my first name and my last name. Tanya, T-A-N-I-A, Momporousse, M-O-M-P-E-R-O-U-S-S-E, 1. And my Facebook is also Tanya Momporousse. And my email address is TanyaMomporousse1@gmail.com.
All right, now y'all heard it. She said that's Momporousse. Now, don't let me change her name. I just tried to do the best I can. I got you, Miss Tanya Momporousse. I got you. That's a beautiful name, and you're a beautiful soul.
Thank you.
I'm going to pray that God continue to bless you. When you get your new music, I want you to send it to Fire, the Gospel Experience, and we will put you right on. And whenever you have an inspirational word, you get in touch with me so that we can bring you back and let you continue to be a blessing to God's people. How about that, ma'am?
Not a problem. Looking forward to it. And thank you for having me. Thank you for creating this platform.
Well, listen, dear, we certainly enjoyed you, and we want you to just continue to just let your light shine. Would you do that for us, please?
Oh, I definitely will.
Miss Tanya Mama Peruse here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Thank you so much. Y'all continue to support that young lady in her ministry. Y'all continue to enjoy this Fire Gospel Experience that we are bringing to you today. We are getting ready to get into the heated portion of our show where we fan your spirit, fan your intellect, and encourage and inspire your spirit. You know, one day we are going to leave this place and we're going to a phenomenal place that's going to have us saying, ooh, ah, we, throughout all eternity. Y'all know where that place is, right? Yes, I'm talking about heaven. Here's Micah Lee on Fire.
When you think of love, what does it mean? I'm talking about that love you can't explain. See, I wanna go to that special place where there is a love that you can't erase. Oh, hope you heard about it. Yeah, I'm sure you heard about it. A place talking about heaven. I'm talking about heaven, yeah. Cause I wanna go to a city, streets paved with gold, yeah. I wanna go to a city where we'll never grow old. When you think of love, what does it mean? Talking about that love you can't explain. See, I wanna go to that special place where there is a love that you can't erase.
late till the morning in the club. Trying to front like you a baller with your bottle of bub. But you broke and you know it. And then you get through. Your problem's still there. The bill's still due. So what you gonna do? You put your bill in your baby. Generational curse, not to mention that's a shame. Catch a bus to the house store for weave and a knock. Trying to buy you some happy, but your soul just lost. See, cause what you trying to get, you can get from material facts. See, cause what you trying to get only come in Jesus' name. See, cause what you trying to be, you can't be all by yourself. See, cause what you trying to do, you won't definitely need some help. Check it. I got a plan, put your hands in the hands of the man that rules houses and land. Health and strength, definition of happy. Keep your permit. And you're straight and comb. I like my head nappy.
Sounds of Miss Terry Carroll talking about being happy, and that only comes from having a relationship with the true and living God. And our Savior is Jesus the Christ. And before that, we heard Mr. Michael Lee talking about heaven. That is a place that we are looking forward to going to. We are all destined to be with God in that beautiful place known as heaven. Do you know that in the Word of God, Exodus 40 and 38, it says, for the cloud of the Lord was above the tabernacle by day, and fire was over it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all of their journey. You are listening to the Fire Broadcast, and this is the part of the fire where we taking this gospel to the streets, because that's what we needed the most. It's all right to get our praise on behind those sanctified walls, but don't you know that there are souls out there that need to hear this salvation? So here we go. The fire is about to explode on the streets.
Never let you down. You can call his name. Both they from the hip-hop music, just breathing that air for something to use it. It's amazing how these people look at you different, because you're not the same man, it's just so infant. What do you want me to be just like you? Nah. Well, plus one for me doesn't equal two. Equal two. How is it when this world works? Plus these people don't pull you in, so all it does is hurt. No respect and no love. There will never be a change when these people will all rise above. It's a democracy, so approximately my rage will burst out, and all you have to do is just stop with me. Increase the peace at least for once, so we can breathe without all, yeah, getting teased. Cause right now we are all crying in the rain, ripping our hair out, going insane, going insane, yeah. About myself, a lonely wolf, and you're all the wealth. Pointing the finger is like pulling a trigger, blowing my brains out. When you call me wigger, you go bigger. F you to the boots, you see the baggy jeans and chains that label me like I'm some kind of funny. See, why? Because my skin is white and not black. It's the love for hip hop, not to be labeled as that. It's a disappointment for your enjoyment as a joke. I feel like grabbing my hands around your throat to choke. I know it's scary, but that's the very thing I'm intent to do. If it comes to that, man, there's no stopping me to you. We all go a little mad sometimes, maybe because all the haters know how to push all the bad lines. Why? Because they just don't like who we are. So what? We are fine to become an inner star. Inner star, yeah. Say respect, or when they turn into two faces walking down the dark hall, it's because they don't have a change of heart. All they love to do is rip people apart. Kissing is the mission, giving their suicidal ignition a thumbs up for the people to be witnessing. Trust me, I know, I've been through that horror show. Saw the light and thought it was a no-go. But to top it all off, just be yourself underneath. Just look up to the skies and think about the peace, at least, because we are that beautiful person. Just to be earning what we are deserving. A little respect, is that too much for the sake of it? And to be awakening from it? No, because we've got something to prove. Coming together as a culture, we have nothing to lose. Yeah.
Down under, Australia. Brother got in touch with me and said, Brother Ron, can you play my music on the Fire Gospel Experience? I said, man, don't you know that's what we do? Sending salvation all over the land, just like the Lord said. He said, go near, go far, go to the uttermost parts of the earth and share this gospel. Before that, we heard Chosen singing Never, Never Let Go. And this is what I want you to do. if you're out there and you're doing your thing, if you're an independent artist, I want you to send me some of your music. You can send it to my email address, ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. Make sure that it's MP3 link ready, and I will get that bad boy burning right here on fire. Listen, if you are a business, if you have a service, if you have a skill, and you want to get on this fire explosion, why don't you get in touch with me also too, ronaldjefferson1@aol.com, or give me a call at 870-413-0220, and we will get you an advertising package and let you sponsor the gospel experience known as fire, and we will get your service, your skill, we will get your business spread all over the internet, and we will help you advance your career, your business, your skill, and take you to the next level. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to continue to get this gospel message out there on the streets, because we're not ashamed. Here's my man, Mr. Boss Stone, talking about how God changed him. You better believe he did, and he still does.
What's up, world? It's your boy Boston, and it's still not about me. It's all about God. Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man,
I put away childish things.
I had to step up my game and move forward, couldn't say that.
And I'm never giving up,
homie, don't play that. With Jesus Christ in my life, I'm a new creature. That's why I keep the word coming right through the speaker.
Excuse me,
I don't mean no harm,
but I ain't gonna be involved if it ain't about the law.
And if you wanna know why, it's because, yeah, he changed me.
He changed me, y'all.
Turned my life around,
yeah.
Picked me up when I was down.
No, no. Everybody just clap your hands and give praise to the Son of Man, if you can say that.
He changed me.
Amen.
He changed me, y'all.
Turned my life around.
Picked me up when I was down.
Now I'm safe and sound.
Yeah.
It feels good being in the arms of Jesus. Man, I ain't never going back.
I was just running them streets and headed to the club at the end of the week. But now I see that he was a missing link. Now I'm running to the church because it's Christ I see. I stopped smoking and no more drinking. I'm never going back. I got a new way of thinking.
And if you want to know why, it's
yeah.
He changed me.
Come on and put your hands together.
He changed me, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
my
been
life
so good.
Around. Pick me up when
been
I
so
was
good.
Down.
Now I'm safe and sound. Everybody get up out of your seats and give praise to the King of Kings, if you can say that.
He changed me.
Yes, he did. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, he did.
He changed me.
How many of y'all out there been changed?
My life around. Pick me up when I
put
was
your hands
down.
Up. Now I'm safe and sound.
Yeah.
I'm safe and sound. And I thank God for turning my life around. Yeah.
He turned my life around and he changed my state of mind. Now I just want to share and tell you about this peace that I found. Yeah.
To all my sisters and brothers, you know I gotta tell you because I love you. If you want him to, he can do it for you because
he changed me.
He changed
my life around.
I'm safe and sound.
Hello, I'm Shay Samuels, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up, playing for you the best and newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. I pray that my music and song I choose to worship will uplift your spirits and give you new strength to be the kingdom builder that God has created you to be. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station.
God ain't dead. Let's
go.
Thank you.
over.
indeed.
Y'all better stop clapping for something to start back up.
Taking this gospel straight to the streets. The whole armor of God. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. You know, that breastplate is that metal plate of armor which protects the front part of our body. The area between the neck and the abdomen, symbolically representing the seat of our emotions and thoughts. Now, you know, beloved, we must always protect our vital areas in our bodies, but most certainly the vital areas of our faith, our commitment, our trust, our dependability, and yes, of course, our availability, our prayer life, our focus, willingness to suffer for Christ's sake are just some of the pillar cornerstones of our faith. Our enemy and enemies will attack our friends' external areas, just waiting for an opportunity to premeditate a calculated homicide on our faith. So we understand righteousness. Yes, we do. The breastplate of righteousness, which is acting or being in accord with what is just, honorable, and free from guilt and wrong. Basically, we're talking about living by God's word and being in right standing with God. This is that fire broadcast that the devil warned you about. If you listen too long, you're going to fool around and mess up his day. And that is the plan. We're going to mess up the devil's plan because he shouldn't have never messed with us in the first place. We're gonna send praises up, because when they do, blessings come down. You are on fire.
The world. This song is for the nation.
Love.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
As I walk down the street, there'll be people around me. Some rich, some famous. Some may be in a struggle,
yeah.
Others may be in trouble,
oh, yeah.
No matter what it takes, God is willing to help me. L-O-V-E, love is what we need.
Whether you're black or white,
yeah.
Whether you're wrong or right,
every moment of my life. God knows I'm trying to live right, no matter how I've been treated. Lord, help me stand. 'Cause it takes real love to be a better man.